Welcome back, everyone. Oh, it's so good to see you here on a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash.
Or maybe it isn't.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out today. My name is Josh, and I'm here with good buddy Adam.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about Clarion's show that we just went to. We literally just came from there. But before we get to that, we have the obligatory, legally obligated, No Curse Minute sponsored in whole by Game Rage Magazine. And for those of you that are joining us for the first time today, you know, we thank you for coming here. We appreciate it. And, you know, this is just something you're going to have to get used to. All right. The Game Rage Magazine fellas, they give us pizza. They buy us pizzas. They do things of that nature. So we got to do this for them. All right. We have passed the No Curse Minute. And, man, I have some fucking things to say.
So, all right. Yes.
Go ahead. Well, we went to the Clarion show at the DBZ Backstage, right? It's DBZ Backstage. And, man, that was a choice. I guess is the best way I can put it. That was a choice.
I think a crime was committed on multiple fronts, and the biggest injustice was towards Clarion.
Yeah, I agree. But let's start off from the beginning. Let's do this in chronological order.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll start with the first band that we saw. I don't know if we just missed whoever the actual first band that was on the bill was, but who cares? Fuck them. Don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
Citrus Park. All right. They were the first band that played, and they're a local band from the area. They're from Riverside, and which is the next city over from where we're at. And man, I have to say, I enjoyed their energy. Like, I enjoyed the music that they played. It was, not bad. It was all right. It was pretty fucking all. It was all right.
Yeah. It was,
it wasn't the best shit I've ever heard.
No.
But honestly, I think their set I liked better than Clarion's set.
Yes.
But that's not Clarion's fault.
It clearly wasn't Clarion's fault. But this band was, yeah, they weren't S-tier band, so to speak. They're a band that is good.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of things to work on. One, the lead singer needs to make more eye contact and not have her fucking head looking down. These guys can play their instruments.
Oh, they're very technically competent.
They can play their instruments, but it's a little bit more. I think we need a little bit more from everybody as far as like engaging with the crowd or having a little bit of charisma. I don't know if you have to roll for that or
you got to roll for it, but see, that's the thing. Sometimes you roll and you get shitty fucking rolls.
Yeah. So you got to level up, man. But anyways, this wasn't a waste to go to this thing. I think to some degree it was nice to see things at a, what you would probably call like a grassroots level, because clearly the bands aren't at the tier of things that are performing at the Roxy or any, everybody's like working on something or trying to improve or just to get onto a bill to play shows, and they're not perfect, but it's cool seeing things from the start or in development, I suppose. And that's what I think I enjoyed about it, is the venue itself, somewhat unprofessional, I think a little bit. They have pretty decent equipment, but as far as like the personnel, specifically the audio engineer, I think he sabotaged a lot of bands tonight. But even so, like Citrus Park actually sounded all right
in spite of that.
Yeah.
And so I think that Citrus Park is a very top tier local act. I think they can be I think they can do very well here in the Inland Empire. I think they can go book more shows that are like this. I think eventually, yes, like you said, they have shit to work on, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at in their musical career, because again, we've never fucking heard of any of these assholes outside, and I'm not saying assholes in a negative way.
They need a signature look too.
They do. They just look, I thought they were members of the audience when they were coming in. I was like, oh shit, that's like, oh shit, those people were just standing around by us. Like, oh man, they're playing? Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I think that they need to, more eye contact from the lead singer. But other than that and their live presence, I guess, that needs to be a little bit, you know, worked on. But there's some base level, what's the word I'm looking for? It's base level talent there, right? And so, like, yeah. That shit can be worked on. That shit can be improved upon, the stuff that they need to do. And that's I think they're going to be a very good local act, I think, is what they can do.
Yeah.
Good opener for, like, dude, they were a perfect opener for Clarion. I don't know who the first opener actually was, but...
That was the first one we saw.
That was the first one we saw. And this should have just been the opener. Like, that was... A good opening set. And I think eventually they can go and headline shows out in the local Inland Empire area.
Yeah.
I think if they, you know, they work on that stuff you were talking about. So then, do you have anything else more about them? They played like four or five. I think they played five songs.
Yeah,
one of them was a cover. Four of them were original songs, and I think one of them was a cover.
Mm.
Not a fan of covers.
I don't think, I hate to say it, It's obviously a crowd pleaser to do that type of thing.
It's like a cheat code, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, they like this music, so it's like a cheap pop.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, oh, I like Blink-182, and maybe I'll like this band too, because they played a song from a band that I like, and they like them too. But it's like, man, you should just go strictly off of your own merits. Like,
True, because I'll tell you what, okay, there was, when we went to go see that Lindsey Stirling concert or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't even know the name of that band that was the one that opened for her, but they literally did the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember nothing fucking else about them. Mm-hmm. And I think that was to their detriment. So I think if you're an up and coming like band, don't fucking even bother playing anybody's shit. Just play your own shit. Just make up your own stuff and play it, and don't even fucking do covers. Unless you want to just be a cover band. Then I guess just go be Journey the cover band, or whatever the fuck cover band you want to be. Yeah. But don't do covers.
Jihad.
Yeah, the jihad.
Or no, what is the word for pilgrimage to like Mecca? Is that a jihad?
No, jihad is like a holy war against like the infidels or whatever.
Oh, fuck. I forgot what the word for a pilgrimage to the holy lands, like for Mecca. I forgot what that word is. I thought it was jihad, but fuck it. It doesn't matter.
Attracting from the point. Anyways, so then we get into the next band that played, which, all right. So this band was called the Carbon Hearts, all right?
Yeah.
Now, there was a dude. Okay, so this dude fucking was like 8.5 feet tall, all right? He walks in, he's wearing some shit, and I told Adam, I'm like, all right, this motherfucker is either in the music industry, he's like one of their agents or a booking agent or somebody, or he's in one of the next bands. And sure as shit, he was the lead singer of this next band, the Carbon Hearts.
Yeah.
And we gave him one song. We said, all right, we're going to give him one song because we never heard of him. We'll see what they have to say. We did the same thing for the previous band.
I could just tell, like, if that dude was in a band, I wasn't going to like it. Because he had the fishnet gloves.
The Jeff Hardy fucking gloves. Yeah.
I felt like it was going to be some goth, alternative rock type of sound or something along those lines. And it wasn't terrible, but it's like, this isn't really my cup of tea.
It wasn't, but you know what he looked like? He looked like if Lurch was Lurch from like the Addams Family. He's like
the tall motherfucker. Guy. Yeah.
If he was in Twilight, like that's what this dude looked like.
Like fucking, I don't know, man. Like Kevin Sorbo or something.
Yeah, all right. He looked like an emo a vampire version of Kevin Sorbo. You're right. He did look like that. And I'll say this too. Whereas we said the lack of eye contact with the audience was the previous like a criticism of the previous band. There was too much fucking eye contact with this guy. He was systematically fucking going and doing the typical looking across the audience. Man, it didn't feel natural. Like, it just felt like you're forcing it.
Oh, I wasn't
it felt weird.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I did not like that at all. I was like, the second he did that, I'm like, oh, no. And I'm so, I do have to be a little bit biased or prejudiced here. The second I saw him and he walked up there and he starts doing shit, I'm like, I'm already going to hate this. I already know this. I already know I'm going to hate this because this guy, I hate the way he looks. I hate his face, I hate all of his hair. I just want to. I'm gonna hate it. And I said, "All right, let me just put that aside and let me just give it a chance." And the second when he did his first vocal thing, I was like, Nope. Terrible. Get out of here. We walked out and we sat outside.
Yeah.
And we just listened to the rest of it outside because it was not worth the blown eardrums to hear their garbage.
Yeah, I don't know. So his girlfriend was like helping him.
Man.
She was helping him move gear and shit.
Dude.
But she looked like apathetic towards the whole goddamn thing.
Looked like she hated to be there. Like she was wearing the band girlfriend uniform. All right.
Yeah.
Like literally wearing like I was looking for the number on the back, the band, like the number, like the jersey number. On the back. Like, she looked like fucking miserable, dude. She looked like she did not want to be there.
She had these platform shoes, like creepers, and then
some kind of like
black everything, a vinyl skirt,
yeah, like mini skirt or whatever, and some. And this is the other thing. Some shirt of a band that wasn't even them.
Oh, no. That was a movie. That's a movie.
I thought it was a
Return,
band.
Return of the Living Dead.
But like, either way, why wouldn't you just?
It's a B-horror movie. But anyways.
Beside the point, I guess.
Yeah, she looked like she. I don't know how this guy pulled this chick.
Because he's the lead singer of a band and he's 18
tall.
But it
sucks. Massive fucking dick. And it's hard to imagine that guy could pull. When you're young and stupid, 6 feet tall,
and lead singer of a band, yeah,
that's enough.
That's it. That's all it takes, bro. That's all it fucking takes.
Oh, shit, man.
And the funniest part, I mean, I think it's funny. It's fucked up, but I think it's funny. Was when they were leaving, right? He's literally carrying like a water bottle in his hand, and she's behind him lugging his fucking guitar. Lugging his guitar, bro.
Yeah.
What in the god? That guitar weighed more than she did, and she's just fucking lugging that shit around like it's her job.
She deserves better.
She does deserve better, man.
She deserves better, and I hope she finds another lead vocalist from another band.
Who's more talented and doesn't make her, holds the door for her.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, like, that's somebody's daughter, right?
Yeah.
If that was my daughter, I'd be whooping that dude's ass every fucking day of the week.
He'd be fucking 6 feet under.
6 feet tall, 6 feet under, all right?
Nothing but holes in his body with the 88 Maverick shotgun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. with that fucking bird shot, all right? okay, so then the next band after that was, okay, and I'm not sure. We're not like experts on stuff, right? But just from an audience perspective, if I'm going to a show, you can't have bands with the same words in their name. Because I was very fucking confused. We had, and then not only that, you stacked them right on top of each other. So you had the Carbon Hearts, and then you had the next band called Unicorns at Heart. And I'm like, the fuck is this? The same fucking act? Are they gonna put on those inflatable unicorn outfits? Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
And so these guys showed up, and I looked up their shit because I didn't know who they were, and I saw their little album art or whatever from their album.
Oh, the cover
or whatever.
The cover image.
And like, it's just them like standing in like T's and like one's facing forward.
They're T-posing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna hate this. I don't know what it is they're doing, but I don't like it.
I didn't pay attention because I didn't even listen.
Neither did I, but I kind of heard a little bit and I was just like, meh, whatever. So then they were the last band
before
Clarion. All right.
Yeah.
So Clarion, let's put it 14 minutes. We're going to focus on Clarion.
Yes. Okay. So after we do this whole thing, we got to do, we actually have to listen to the single that they released.
Yeah. We have to listen to it. So we're going to do that too. Also the reason why we're going to listen to it is because we couldn't fucking hear it. What in the holy fuck is going on here? What is the name of the fucking promoter for this? Krypton? Krayton?
Corden?
Something with a K?
James Corden. Rodin Core. Horse.
I don't even know what's happening. I was just like,
hey, they're not getting our endorsement, and we're not going to say their name properly because fuck that.
Fuck them. All right, I'll be honest. All right, I was outside. I was fucking about, and I was talking to the guy a little bit. Okay, and I mean, he's out there fucking doing magic tricks with coins, and I'm like, okay, that's cool and all.
Yeah,
but why don't you do the greatest magic trick of them all and equalize the vocals, you son of a bitch? Yeah. Like, Why would, and my, because this was a theme throughout the night.
It was.
The vocals were just garbage. They were drowned out. I don't know why they had everything else so hot. I don't know if that's like the new thing. I don't know if I'm fucking retarded. I don't know. But I don't like it because you could not hear the vocals on a lot of stuff. Now, there were some of them that those Carbon Heart guys, you could kind of hear the vocals on that guy. Same thing with Citrus Park. They were still a little drowned out, but you could still hear
it. It was all right.
And she has like a really good voice. So like you could kind of hear that.
She had to sing over it, though.
Yeah, she had to yell. And then you come to Clarion and you can't hear shit. All I heard was just guitars and drums and that's it.
I will say, if things had been all right with the bass and her vocals, I think it would have been salvageable to some degree if it was just like, I don't know, like another 25% for, or even if they dialed back the drums and the guitar.
They needed to dial that shit back like 35%.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers were, but it doesn't really matter. The point being that drum kit actually sounded pretty good. Like,
oh yeah.
The guitars were too loud, especially because it's shoegaze. Like, you get a lot of guitar distortion. So it's like, what's really accomplished by making it as loud as possible?
Nothing.
They should have scaled that back, turned up her vocals and her bass, and had that more in the foreground. Because I think that would have made it like it would have evened out the how loud the guitar was. Because even if they dialed back the guitar, it's still gonna be fucking loud. But like, right, at least you can get the bass and the vocals. But
yeah,
that was just consistently the problem with the whole set, is that you couldn't hear a fucking thing. But on the other side of it, if there was like a positive note, there's something about this band. I don't really know how to explain it unless you actually go in person and see it. But there is some type of like vibe or energy that wasn't present for the other bands. Like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, these people are very sure of themselves and what kind of music they're making. And it comes across that way. And also, I mean, as shitty as it sounded, it was better than everything else.
Yeah, I agree. I'll say this too. They know how to work the crowd.
Yeah.
There was crowd work going on. There was no...
You couldn't hear that though, but like at least they.
Well, you could kind of hear it because like the dude who was on the rhythm guitar,
he's the only guitar,
the main guitar or whatever. She was the bass, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to the other guy in a minute, but like, okay, so the guitarist, he was like, "Oh, my eyesight's not so great, so can you guys like move up?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Genius. That's excellent crowd work.
Yeah.
And live, like, listen again. I want to preface this with, this shoegaze, whatever the fuck this is, it's not my scene, all right? I don't like this shit. It all sounds the same to me, whatever. But regardless of my personal opinion, like, I'm not listening to Clarion because I enjoy them, but there is for sure something there.
Yeah, there is.
There is a level of talent that exists there, and they have all of the tools necessary. And again, I think this shit that all sounds the same, I think these Zoomer kids love that dumb shit. And again, it's not for me, but I'm my demographic, my 35 to, what is it, 35 to 45 or whatever 40, demographic.
Yeah, who the fuck knows what it is.
That demographic that we are in, that's not who they're making this music for. They're making it for the 18 to 35 or 18 to 34 demographic.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you who the audience is. It's people that listen to Julie. It's people that like Fleshwater. It's people that like, it's people that like those type of bands. I think for sure there's an audience obviously there for them for like you're saying, it's probably the 18 to 29 audience that'll probably eat that shit up.
Oh, loving it. Yeah.
And fuck, what was I going to add about? So, all right, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, and I know they're probably going to listen to this, but I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
So the guitarist had...
Wait, hold on. Let me pause it so we can turn that, because I don't know if that's going to be picked
up. Okay, all right.
Let me go turn that off.
All right.
So, hold on. We'll pause it.
All right. Stand by.
Okay, all right, we just pause this. All right, go ahead.
All right, so I think there's something else to them, but I think I could say that maybe is a selling point for the band as well. I'm not sure how big people are a fan of like the cranberries. But if we had gotten like a decent mix of the band, I think that would have come across better live. But even if we don't have that, if you refer to their recordings or their songs on Spotify or whatever digital streaming platform,
yeah,
there isn't like an air or a quality that reminds me of like the Cranberries. I think for them to maybe incorporate elements of what the Cranberries do, they can open themselves up to a wider audience, because I think that shoegaze shit it's only going to take them so far. I think if they soften up their sound like the way the Cranberries do it, on top of what they're already doing, I think that could open the door for them so much more. But also, there's other things to talk about that we'll get to, but we'll strictly talk about the set right now. Yeah, so also, what else did you have to add?
Okay, so this may come off as insulting, right? But I don't know if I necessarily mean it in that way.
Okay.
So there was this guy that was off to the stage.
The one with the hat?
Yeah. That was sitting off to the side. That was up there, okay? On the stage, off to the side.
Oh, never mind.
No, he's off to the stage. Okay, he's up to at the top, off to the stage. And in what I can only describe as essentially like the musical version of a cuck chair. Like, he's sitting in this like cuck chair and he's changing out guitars.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the fuck the point of that was.
Yeah.
I don't know if that dude was like a roadie. And then he comes up and he does some like this was like screaming shit, which I thought was hilarious. All right. That was fucking great. It's like they let the cuck get his nut by like doing that or whatever. I don't know. This, like I said, is only described as like the musical version, the live performance version of a cuck. Because that's the whole vibe I got the whole time I'm sitting there. And I'm like, man, they're literally cucking this dude. Like they're playing this music and he's just sitting there going like, yeah, this is so great. Like he's jerking off in the corner.
Yeah, he was crouching the ground like a gremlin.
He's got one of the guitars. He's like fingering one of the guitars while he's like doing it. I don't know what he was doing.
I think he was tuning the guitars.
Yeah, but like, okay, first of all, why do we need 8 fucking guitars?
That's what I was going to say, dude. I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but that was what my next point was going to be. So the guitars had like a guitar rack and it had 5 or 4 different guitars. No,
he had like 5 or 6 guitars on there.
And I'm like, God damn, dude. Like, okay, maybe it was to save time. Maybe it was just to save time so he didn't have to tune his guitar. And I don't know if that would take like 30 seconds or a minute. I don't know how much time it takes to tune a guitar. But he had 4 fucking guitars.
Yeah.
And every goddamn song, I don't want to say they sounded the same, but because of how badly shit was mixed, it sounded the same, and you wasted your fucking time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It didn't sound any different. They all sounded exactly the same to us standing in the audience. And bias is confirmed by talking to other people in the audience.
Yeah.
Because we talked to other people in the audience, and they were like, yeah, couldn't hear the vocals. The shit just was bad. It was just the audio engineering was fucking horrific.
They drove from L.A. They came all the way from L.A. to come and see this band perform at a small local venue that...
Because we were like, all right, there was like 40-something people in the audience, right? A lot, like a few of them were from other bands.
Yes.
But let's just say there were like, you know, whatever. We'll just give them like 35. We'll give them 35 like actual paid tickets, right? So they came to a venue of 35 people to watch Clarion play, and the audio engineering fucked them. They drove 30, it was like 30-something miles that they drove to come here. And, you know, I just couldn't believe that. I was like, damn. I said, we came and saw this because we live here. Like, we're out here in this, what some people... Or I should say most people from L.A. consider our Inland Empire area to be out in the boonies. That's what they refer to us as.
Yeah, I don't think people drive more than a 15-mile radius from L.A.
No, they don't. And so to come all the way out here, according to them, and then to be fucked like this?
Yeah.
They paid $12 fucking dollars likely for the ticket.
Which was 16, like for with the fees.
Well, no, it was 13 something with the fees. If you bought it online, I don't think those guys bought it at the door. They bought it online. Now, granted, they were driving a Tesla, so they didn't fucking have any. They were electric, so they didn't give a fuck about gas mileage. But like for us, if we would have drove to L.A. to go see this and be given this performance,
yeah,
I would have been like, now. I would have been pissed. All right, I might have strangled this dude who fucking was running this thing. I might have been like, hey, come here for a second, and just, you know, choked him out like Homer Simpson does to Bart.
Yeah,
on The Simpsons. But I don't think that this promoter did themselves any favors by doing this way. The people that were there, I will say this, it seemed like people knew each other, all right? Implying that the majority of the people there were like regulars that just come there every Friday night or every night they do a show, and they just show up because it's something to do. It's cheap as fuck, and it's something to do. And sure, there's nothing wrong with that. I will say, I don't know if you noticed this other guy, though. Okay, there was one guy in the audience that showed up right before Clarion started. You probably didn't notice him because he was behind you the majority of the time. Because I was in the back. You were, you know, in one of your areas doing things. But I was chilling in the back. And so this dude shows up in a button-down shirt, slacks, and I'm like, that's management. That's an agent. That's a booking agent. That's a dude. And he was there with his girlfriend. And he's the whole time he's doing these weird little, like, you know, dancing things. And I'm like, that guy's fucking, like...
Are you talking about the guy in the corner?
No, not that guy in the corner. There was another guy that was behind you the whole time.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
He was wearing like this white, like it was like a polo, or not a polo, okay. It was a white like button down, okay. like suit shirt or whatever, right? And he had like some suit slacks on.
Okay.
And he had dress shoes, and I'm like, he only showed up for Clarion. That's I think that dude is there, like, is involved with their booking or whatever, their agency. Guaranteed. He had his girlfriend there, it looked like. They were, you know, whatever, just having a good time. And he was doing, like, the typical, like, you know, white boy fucking dancing weird shit. Like, I thought that was funny. But there was a dude on the front, like you're talking about, that was just, like, skanking the whole time. I don't know. Like, that was the one move this dude had. It was, like, skanking.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, like, this dude's into it. And, man, props to that guy for just fucking being himself, you know?
Yeah.
Like... It was cool to see that.
Yeah.
It was cool to see that there were people there that could just go there and just enjoy music for music.
Yeah.
And nobody's like got any expectations. I don't know. That dude looked like him and his girlfriend probably go there all the fucking time, every night. And this just so happened, like, oh, cool. Who's this band? Clarion. I don't know. All right, cool. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And I will say the dude, there was a lot of people from other bands that performed earlier there. And that stayed to watch Clarion. So I think that's another good indication that even they know and realize Clarion's going to be something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's usually common courtesy to stick around. You don't have to do it, but I mean, at least sticking around for one or two songs is common courtesy for bands to show a bit of support. So you have anything else to say about the set?
No, I mean, I wish I could have heard their fucking, that American Girl song that's like the single. Wish yeah. I could have fucking actually heard what she was fucking saying.
Yeah, that would have
been. I mean, we're going to listen to it right now, right? But.
Yeah, so what I want to do now is, what's that time? Is that 9.9?
29 minutes, yeah.
All right, so now we're going to transition over to talking about some of the things that we've picked up on as far as news relating to Clarion. So they recently signed with the booking agency, and I don't remember their entire roster, but one of the bands that's featured on Bandit Booking has this group named Sundiver CA, which is from Corona, funny enough. And now they add Clarion to the roster. So I think, again, you know, for a band that we know have 6 or 7 shows that they performed because of the fact that there's 6 or 7 YouTube recorded sets that are, or rather they're available on YouTube. That is a rather quick turnaround to be picked up by a booking agency. You have anything to say about that?
No, I mean, that is pretty quick, man. Only 6 or 7 live shows and already you got booking agency. Like that was pretty good.
Yeah. And the other thing that was particularly interesting was the guitarist had this sticker for a band called The Crimes, and they weren't, this band wasn't particularly big, but I remember them, and I don't know how many other people remember them, but we're going to talk about them briefly. So there was this band in LA called The Crimes, and the lead vocalist was murdered in a car accident. It looks like a street racing accident that resulted in her getting killed. And so they had a sticker of that band, and that girl, the vocalist's name was Anna Solis. So it was rather touching or cool to see that a band like Clarion has a sticker on their gear to acknowledge and even remember a band that is well, no longer existent at this point or active, but, you know, honoring their memory. So I thought that was pretty, cool.
Yeah, no, it was pretty, it's pretty legit.
So what's the time now?
31 minutes and 8 seconds.
Okay. So now we'll transition over to listening to the single. So now we can do that.
All right. What was the name of it? It's
American Girl, I think.
So, all right. So now, even though we're deep into this episode, fire up your music, Apple Music's, your Spotify's, your Pandora's, your phonographs, audiographs. I don't know. Whatever the fuck they're called. Get out your record player and throw in, type in, what is it? American Girl? Yeah. The name of the song? American Girl, Clarion.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, that was the new single, American Girl, from Clarion. It does look like they are eschewing the anime style.
All right.
Stuff. Well, I mean, they still have it on there, but like the background's not like, oh, it's interesting.
All right, I'm going to point something out.
Let me hear it.
I don't know if this is me taking a shot at them.
I might be.
But let me point something out to you.
Okay.
So we're going to, if you have a phone or even a computer.
Yeah.
I need you to pull up Julie's catalog of music on whatever your digital streaming platform of choice is. Because I hate to say it, man, but Julie came out with this EP like a while back, right? It's called Pushing Daisies.
Yeah.
So I don't have a giant image, but this is merely to point out the fact that this single that they came out with, like Clarion, it reminds me of this cover from Julie. Like it's,
oh fuck, it's the same thing.
It's kind of the same.
No, it's the same fucking thing. Look at it. Okay, listen, the color scheme may be different.
It's drab. Okay, it's but look,
there's an anime chick.
It's their own style, like their own character.
Yeah, but look, like
it's a collage art. It's like the collage art with the, but
man,
I'm just saying that there's a similarity that exists.
There is.
Yeah.
God damn. I think that font might even be the same too. Oh, that hurts my soul.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So let me just point something out real quickly. Yeah. If you guys are going to set yourself apart from all the other shoegaze bands, you gotta just do something to set yourself apart. And I don't know.
Gotta do something different.
Just do something different. That's the suggestion that I have. That's all I got.
Know, you know who's really good at putting together album art? That's Millennial Frog, all right? Millennial Frog puts together the most decent and the most all right album art that I've ever seen.
What are you trying to get at with that?
I don't know. I'm just fucking being an asshole. I'm just trying to self-promote my own shit, all right? Like, fuck off, okay? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Listen, Millennial Frog gets radio plays in India like a shit ton, okay? So, like,
yeah,
we are the sound. Millennial Frog is the soundtrack of World War III, okay?
It actually is.
Comfy tunes for the end times. The Indians love that shit, all right? And they're playing it as they're bombing Pakistani military bases and firing up their nuclear weapons.
That's not even a joke. Like, you.
I wish it was.
If you guys want proof, ask Josh.
I have the receipts.
He'll take photos of his of CD
Apple,
baby.
Yeah, my CD baby and my Apple Music fucking thing, because they send me a goddamn email every month. Hey, Millennial Frog, look what you had this time. And all the radio plays are in literally fucking India.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like, I have no idea why, but they love that shit.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
As far as the track goes, it's what you already expect from Clarion. And there's nothing wrong with it in any regard. It's for people that enjoy this type of music, the shoegaze music and everything else they encapsulate. But now I'm kind of serious because there was these wailing vocals in the background. Now I'm of the belief that they need to do some homework and look into the Cranberries if they don't already know the band. I'm sure they will, but I think that's how they get themselves
to the next level.
To the next level and to open up themselves. But I don't have anything additional to say about this particular show or even the band itself. I think we've kind of exhausted all topics and even
the horse has been beaten to death.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully you got your fucking fill of Clarion and yeah, that's all we have to.
Yeah, fuck it. Go check them out. All right.
That's all we got to say.
Go check out Clarion. Find out for yourself. Definitely go check out Citrus Park. Go check out those other assholes. The heart.
No.
Fuck it. Go check them out anyway. No. Go check them out and decide for yourself that it's garbage. Okay. Don't just take our word for it. I want to promote freedom of choice. Right. Go listen to fucking. I'm not promoting them, but go listen to them and find out if you think they suck and if we're wrong. Tell us we're wrong. And if we're right, then be like, yeah, you're right. That shit sucks ass. All right. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Anyway, that's fair.
All right. That'll be the end of it. We'll catch you guys on the next one.